Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Han Cockup or Conspiracy. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 4th of March 2023. When a fighter jet has a missile on its tail, the pilot can fire off hundreds of small flares from the rear to try and confuse the heat-seeking mechanisms of the missile and divert it from his or her own rear engine, or boom. No more pilot and no more plane. It's not clear who the pilot is at the moment, but someone is firing off flares from their rear end to try and distract the blame for the whole COVID management disaster from them. This is what the Hancock revelations are all about. First, the revelation that his thousands of WhatsApp messages had been lodged with the Daily Telegraph, then the litany of monumentally stupid policies that were put in place in 2020 to early 2022, and how he played a major part. Amongst other things, Hancock caved in on masks in contravention of the evidence, so as not to look out of step with the nationalist-inspired insanity that was taking place north of the border. Then he advised the government to come down hard on the police in order that they, in turn, would come down hard on us. Most recently, he ordered his minions to discredit the relatively successful Swedish model of managing COVID. There may be more that I've missed, but I'm sure there is more to come. Oh look, there's a squirrel. But all this is at no cost to anyone. Hancock is already a has-been politician and is clearly considered surplus to Tory party requirements. He maintains the delusion of the megalomaniac that he's well loved and that he still has a role to play in British politics. In fact, he's being sacrificed, and the real question, if anyone could be bothered to do a root cause analysis, is twofold. Who was directing him, and possibly the same person or people, who was really to blame for the social, economic and health catastrophe that was inflicted on the people of this country since the emergence of the sniffles that transpired to be COVID-19? Then there's Isabel Oakeshott, a woman for whom mere words of opprobrium seem insufficient, who convinced Hancock to let her see his WhatsApp messages and then turned them over to the Daily Telegraph. Who's pulling her strings? I've absolutely no sympathy for Hancock and would have cared little if she'd turned him over to the North Koreans for a spell in a re-education camp. But what kind of person does what she did and then has the brass neck to justify it as an act of transparency and something that was done in the public interest? Possibly someone whose boyfriend has political ambitions of his own. She's described now as an anti-lockdown journalist. Strangely, I have no recollection of her speaking about lockdowns when they were being inflicted on us. The Hancock revelations have been timed to perfection. It's becoming ever more apparent, even to people who formerly went along with the pandemic story, that the lockdown was a mistake, the social distancing was damaging, and that face masks were an expensive waste of resources. As the truth dawns and people demand answers, they've been sold a decoy against which, with the help of the Daily Telegraph and other mainstream media outlets, they can vent their spleens. Meantime, the real culprits, many hiding in plain sight, can pretend that they were against the measures all along. Witness Prime Minister Sunak distancing himself from lockdown, and Chris Whitty distancing himself from mask mandates. This will only work for a while, as many of us are not going to stop asking questions and writing about these issues. And if they think we've forgotten about the vaccine rollout, vaccine mandates and vaccine passports, they'd better think again.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.